Log Talk Radio. Everyone, welcome to Talk to Me. This is Lenish, your host and co-host, Bernice, and our producer, as always, Chauvinet, a.k.a. The Sheriff. Okay, this is a show you'll be talking about Monday morning, quarterbacking at the water cooler. Our phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. First thing, as always, is entertainment news. You are welcome to call in and comment. The topic tonight is about relationships, and I mean it's going to be off the chain, so I'm telling everybody, call in, and we're going to talk about everything having to do with relationships, from communications, financial, infidelities, difference in priorities, emotional incompatibility, sexual incompatibility, hello, physical, sexual, and emotional abuse, and more, and components also of a successful relationship. Okay, well, I hope everybody has had a good weekend here in Washington. The weather was nice. Bernice and I got to go out and enjoy the taste of Tacoma, which was very nice. So we're going to begin on the entertainment news. It is good this week. First off, as we mark the one-year anniversary of the death of the King of Pop, the mysterious life of the Jackson's kids is being revealed. Michael's kids spend hours listening to their dad's music. Prince is into movies, and Paris loves music. All the children, including Blanket, no one knows who his mother is, okay? Anyway, spend time with Debbie Rowe, the biological mother of Prince and Paris. Katherine Jackson revealed plans about her new book, Never Can Say Goodbye. The book is being sold online at jacksonsecretvault.com. Katherine said she did the book out of love for her son, who was misunderstood. Katherine says she did not do it for money. Meanwhile, the lawyer for the Jackson estate is angry with Katherine. He's accused the matriarch of family of getting involved in business deals with shady characters. The shady and questionable characters are friends of Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson has not been able to make any money from his son's death. Quote, unquote, he was left out the will. Wonder why. Okay, so he's now planning to file a wrongful death suit against Dr. Conrad Murray. Okay. Joe, get a job. That's the best thing I can tell you. And y'all know the only two people in that family that got any money was Michael and Janet. So get a job, y'all. It's a new day today. Okay, now, guess who's crying broke? It's former Giant star Tiki Barber. I've been telling y'all about Tiki for the last couple of weeks. Barber retired from the NFL and his life has fallen apart. Early this year, he made headlines when he dumped his wife of 11 years while she was 8 months pregnant. The couple already had two kids, but Barber wanted to spend this time with a young intern. Mm-hmm. Barber used to work for the Today Show, but the scandal cost him his job. Now he's claiming in court he can't afford to pay the divorce settlement because he spent all of his TV money. Sound like a personal problem, brother. I wonder how long the new girl is going to stay around now that he's broke. Hello. Okay, also in sports news, at one time in his career, he was known as the best defensive player in the NFL history. But now a grand jury has indicted him on rape charge. Yes, I'm talking about Lawrence Taylor. He says he's innocent of the charge of rape and sexual abuse. The indictment follows his early May arrest, which I spoke about earlier, so this is a follow-up, after being found with a 16-year-old girl. The girl was paid $300 to have sex with Taylor. Taylor was charged with patronizing a prostitute and endangering the welfare of a child. Taylor's arraignment is July 13. What a fall from grace this has been for Taylor. He rebounded from his scandalous drug past after appearing on Dancing with the Stars. Now he faces jail time. Twit. Anyway, going on, Oprah Winfrey is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, y'all. Yay, Oprah. Good for you. And other Oprah news. Now, y'all, I wish I had a boss like this. Oprah recently gave her staffers at O Magazine $10,000 each. Let me repeat that. $10,000 each to her old staff and an iPad for their hard work and dedication. Oprah, are you I'm available, Oprah. Call me. Call me, Oprah. 646-727-2914. Okay. Other sports news we have, there will be a boxing match next year between Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. Don't be surprised if 44-year-old Tyson and 48-year-old Holyfield, because they both need the money, they are broke. Okay, you know what? My opinion, I think y'all are a little bit too old. What you think, Vernice? A little bit too old, huh?
I think they don't need to be boxing at each other at all, because Holyfield's going to lose another one of his ears. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, what's up with that?
I wouldn't want to do that myself.
I know, but even though they're broke, that's their problem. They didn't manage their money correctly or wasn't, you know, causing of what the accountant was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, you can't just keep coming back, you know. Accept the responsibility of your decisions and move on.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a two losers fight? No, I don't know about that.
And other sports news, we have Allen Iverson is planning to return to the NBA. He's 35 now, and he's ready to resume his career. Mm-hmm. Iverson has been working out, and he is filming a new documentary on his life called Deconstructing Allen Iverson. Iverson made a comeback with the Sixers in December. Then he took a leave in March to care for his ailing daughter. His daughter is doing better. Okay, we ain't going to say nothing about the alcohol and drugs. Okay, Alan?
Okay.
We'll just, tell us what you want, brother. We'll believe it.
Yeah.
Okay. And gambling problems. Oh. But anyway, we won't say nothing about that. Okay, next up, entertainment. Anita Baker says she should have a new album ready for release later this year. You know, Anita, in your younger days, girl, I loved your voice. I loved your voice.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard you the other night at the game do the Star Spangled Banner, my heart went out to you. It just wasn't there. It wasn't the Anita Baker that I was used to. It wasn't there. But anyway, I wish you success. I really do, in your new album that's coming up. She says working on the album helped her to get through a painful and costly divorce. Anita, and we ain't going to talk about your mental issues you had or in courtroom antics, okay? But I'm glad you're getting better and you're getting it together, girlfriend. God bless you. Okay, at the movies, we got Chris Rock and Adam Sandler will be starring in a new comedy, Grown Up. Also, Toy Story 3, and I hear this is one of the best, and a tearjerker. And already in theaters, Jaden Smith with Jackie Chan and Karate Kid. So y'all go out and support them. It seems like it's going to be really good. Okay, for all you desperate housewife people that watch the show, it's getting some flavor in the new season in the form of Vanessa Williams. Her character is named Renee Jones, and the character is a woman with secrets. She is an old college friend of Lynette's. The woman she plays is married to a hunk with no children. Well, go on, Vanessa, do you, girl. Okay, now there's some sad news to report. Last week, Manette Bowe, if you remember him, he was the tallest player in the NBA. He died over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he played for the NBA from 1986 to 1994.
Oh, my goodness.
He played in Philly, and he played with the Sixers. Bowe was one of the best shot blockers in the NBA. He was known for his charity work and the millions he gave to his native country of Sudan.
Oh, wow.
He was 47 years old when he died from a skin infection and kidney failure.
Mm.
Okay. This is a follow-up, y'all, to Gary Coleman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gary Coleman was finally cremated last week, and recent court orders reveal he had to take a restraining order out against his ex-wife, Shannon Price. You know, the woman that had the machine turned off one day later?
Yes.
And in his will, he said 15 days?
Yes.
Otherwise, you don't get nothing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I told y'all she money hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Price had a history of abuse against Coleman. Price has been complaining about not being allowed to see Coleman's body before it was cremated. She said he left a will leaving her everything, but a judge is not buying it.
I know, that's right.
Mm-hmm. The former child star passed away almost a month ago after injuring his head in a mysterious fall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let that be the reason,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, we're going to let that be the reason.
Yep, okay. And I haven't talked about Shaq's wife in a while because, you know, last time y'all talked about Shawnee, the girl had skills, 23-year-old producer, and she was doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Shawnee has a hit on her hands with her VH1 Basketball Wives. There'll be a second season show that she was renewed, and she is also planning to do a spinoff featuring the wives of football players called Football Wives.
Mm.
All right, you go on, Shawnee, you doing it. Okay, Tyler Perry plans to hit the road right after he finishes filming the movie for Color Girls with Whoopi Goldberg and Janet Jackson. Also, all you Tyler Perry friends, he'll be touring the country in his latest Madea production, Madea's Big Happy Family. All right. And the last but not least, Angela Lowe, the widow of Sean Levert, was recently awarded a multi-million-dollar settlement. Levert died in Cleveland prison. He was in prison for non-payment of child support. The medical examiners believe his addiction to the drug Xanax played some part. Whatever, he did die under the custody of the authority while
yes.
he was in prison. So, hey, God bless her,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get a little change.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all,
wow.
So now we are ready to begin. I want you to call in. That number again is 646-727-2914. And I'm going to turn it over to the sheriff. And we'll let her be. Also, we have a guest tonight. Christina's here with us. And, Chris,
hey.
There you go, girl. Give a shout out. Right on,
sister. DJ Sweet Thang in the building.
And we're going to begin our discussion on relationships. Do you want this one?
Okay. So, where's the... Here it is.
Good evening, everyone. So, early as Lynn has stated, we'll be talking about relationships with communication problems, financial stress, infidelity, differences in priorities, emotional incompatibility,
man.
Sexual incompatibility. Yeah.
That's important.
And physical and sexual or emotional abuse. So we're going to go ahead and let the older generation, okay, maybe not, seem to be having technical difficulties at this time. So me and Chris will go ahead and get this started on our end.
Get going. We okay? Come on.
So, are you there, host?
Yes, I am.
And Mama Ron, is you there?
Yes.
I can't hear her.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody was here.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to start off with maintaining a healthy relationship tips are saying one reason a relationship could fail is due to communication problems. So me and Christina have talked about this numerous times about communication problems.
And I always say that the most important thing in a relationship is good communication.
Thank you. Even if you're honest and your honesty is going to cause me to be upset, at least I respect your honesty at the end of the day for being man enough to tell me this is what's going on. Either it could be about my attitude, it could be about I'm not handling business, mentally, sexually, emotionally, whatever. Just put it out on the table and let's work this out instead of not saying nothing or hiding out or, you know, being derogatory towards me and I haven't done anything, or at least I don't know what I've done because you haven't talked to me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And one thing, you know, that really upsets me a lot is if you don't communicate and then I have to find out another way later.
Yes.
I think that makes the situation a lot worse.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. I do, too.
Yeah.
communication and understanding is very important, because through that you understand spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to communicate, as Shab and Chris have said, because how do you know if you've done something wrong or if you haven't said anything? Plus, important for communication, if you are dealing with some situation or whatever, if you don't talk to me, I'm going by what I think is the best way to handle the situation. Now, if that perturbs you, then I'm sorry. You should talk to me and let me know, and we can work this out, at least come to a compromise or some ethical solution to that, you know.
Amen.
But you need to talk.
Yes, I agree with you, ladies, on all three of those points. I don't have anything really to add to it, because you pretty much covered the whole area. So I agree with all of you ladies on relationships, because I wouldn't want to have to be in the position where, you know, I'd have to fight somebody because they don't understand what I'm saying. We don't want you fighting either.
Yeah, we don't. We don't.
Because I ain't got no bail money.
Yeah. Amanda Lorenzo, you need to watch Mama Rollins. I just got to put that out there. You got to watch Mama Rollins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have to watch myself, you know. So, there.
But, you know, but that does cause women to be frustrated.
Yeah.
I mean, women do not wake up bitter. We don't wake up angry.
I wasn't born a mad
we
lady.
We go to bed angry.
I wasn't born that way.
We wake up angry. You know? Yeah.
That's not our style. It's
yeah.
a progression that gets to it, and
mm-hmm.
communication is one of those factors.
Right.
You
right.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So men, listen to us. Even if you're scared to talk, open your mouth and say what's on your mind so we can get to the bottom of it and hopefully have an open dialogue about
and
it.
And let's have a constructive conversation,
mm-hmm.
not a constant critical conversation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Make sure when you say something, maybe come back with a solution to help us figure
Thank
out the
you.
Problem.
Thank you.
Not be judgmental and emotional.
Exactly.
Because maybe how you're saying it, I may take it a different way.
Exactly.
So, like you said, you know, keep going until you get a constructive or a resolution, because I may think that you just hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that wasn't the intent
okay,
of what
exactly.
you were, conversation,
and
what you were trying
to
say.
We want
yeah.
to give him the benefit of the doubt on that.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know? So
yep.
if he's got a
problem with something, you know, if he's got a solution, mention the problem, but give the solution too. We may agree with it. You never know. You know?
And I think even as for women, because men and women communicate differently.
Yeah.
So I think it's important also for women to understand how that man that she is dealing with communicates,
exactly.
so you can come to understanding. Because, you know, as women, you know, we could sit around and we could talk and we let it all out. We
yeah.
share.
Mm-hmm.
We get our share on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where men are very different. They
mm-hmm.
don't share like we do.
Right.
So just understanding how he communicates.
Between men and women.
Right.
They don't
mm-hmm.
share like, but
exactly.
men, they share like women do.
Right.
Let it all out.
Right.
But the things that they talk about, you know, they have to let us know so we can understand where they're coming from,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a pretty good balance there, and it won't be all one-sided and pointing fingers at you because
mm-hmm.
you didn't do this and I didn't do that and da-da.
Right.
You know.
I got to tell you, be careful when you start your car.
Okay, now we all right, do I need to call 911
real
quick? You over here, you have black bags. You have
black
bags.
I'm back, I'm sorry.
Come back.
Come back. I had a flash.
Come back.
Okay, so, you know, we're filling that on the communication part. So another one is financial stress.
Yeah.
Mm.
Did that make you or break you?
And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of marriages get divorced because of financial
yes.
reasons.
Yes. Because that, I mean, I'd be honest, for me, I would want a man above me. You know, I want his financial status to be above mine. So you can show me and teach me how you got there. Don't carry me. I want you to show me and teach me how you are making the money or even the success and the goals you have accomplished. Then that way we're doing this together. Because if you come in here with a toothbrush and I got $1 million in the bank account, we got a problem.
Right.
We got a problem. And I don't knock nobody. You can flip a burger. You can, you know, get some fries or sweep the floors. But at least you're doing something to bring some type of money into the house instead of hustling. You know, I mean,
yeah, the hustle get old, and the food stamps get old too.
Thank you.
They just don't work.
Yeah,
exactly. So, keep going.
Go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, the hustling and the food stamps has got to go. I'm sorry, gentlemen. But we will accept, you know, a couple of jobs at either McDonald's or Burger King. You know, it may not be up to what you want,
mm-hmm.
But it's a good start. It keeps little income coming in to supplement what we got.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong, you know, with a man that's trying.
Exactly.
You know, if you are working somewhere and you may not be making as much as maybe I am, as long as you're trying,
exactly,
that's wonderful.
Chris.
Exactly. Because I think men have a problem dealing with women that, oh, you're not making enough money and we don't want you around.
Yeah.
Well, there are some women who think quite the opposite on that.
Exactly.
And you have to, when you first meet a woman, you know, talk about finance. Don't be afraid to talk about finance, to see where you are and for her to see where she is. Who knows? Maybe you two will click together and say, hey, you know, I said, well, you got this and I got that. Maybe we can work together and get, and then we'll both get out the hole.
I like that point that you brought up about actually sitting down and talking about it. I remember I was watching this documentary where this couple, they got married, and for some reason they never talked about the finance.
Yeah.
When she went into marriage, they were sitting at a table talking about their finances, and he informed her he was like $13,000 to $14,000 in debt, and she was shocked. She couldn't believe it. How are you in debt? I don't understand. You know, they never spoke about it until after the marriage.
And
so,
I think that's very important for them to talk about their finances, because if he's gone to school and he's got student loans, well, come on, ladies, you already know he's going to have debt regardless.
Yeah.
And there's nobody walking this face of this earth, they ain't got no baggage. We got some baggage.
Okay, hello.
Everybody have some baggage, okay?
Exactly.
And let's talk about when you get to a point in a relationship that it looks like it's just going to be the two of you, be honest about your credit.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes. Don't get in a relationship and you find out that man got outstanding tickets. That he ain't paid bills and God knows when, and now, look, well, baby, let's put our money together. Are you crazy?
No,
it's got to be balance.
No, be honest about, you know, and I think now among men, because I'm not going to generalize, I'll say men, period. I don't think men are really taught about financial budgeting.
They're not. I don't think so.
Women, we kind of learn that as we go.
Yeah.
We kind of learn that as we go just for the simple fact. If you have children or, you know, like you and Shab are career-minded, then it's like, okay, I want my career to go this way, so I need so much money for school, I need so much money for this or whatever you're going to do. A man doesn't necessarily think like that.
Right.
But then when it gets to the credit, because you know what?
Right.
It's a lot of women out here get married, and then they find out they're in hooch.
Yeah.
Because of the man. It's not the woman. I mean, not to say there's not some women out there, but the average, I would probably say 3 out of 5, it's going to be on that man because he hasn't did.
And
you
know,
he hasn't cleared up his credit. Now you don't
or doesn't know how to clean up his credit.
And that, go back to finances, that's also a problem.
Exactly.
That's also a problem where you're like, you know, you might have feelings say, okay, well, you know, I'll help you on this. It's you a little short on the bill.
Yeah.
But when it becomes a pattern,
well,
where's your credit or what's wrong with you? You should be able to afford this or buy this. Or...
Well, see, that's why it's important to be talking about it in the beginning, like you and I had discussed earlier. So if that pattern comes up, then we don't have to worry about it popping up after we're married. We can catch it, and then you decide whether or not you want to be with him or he wants to be with her. I mean, it's not about holding back information until after we're married. Oh, now that I've got her or I've got him, oh, you're going to pay this. It don't work that way, because if it had, we wouldn't have so many divorces.
But you know what also? That's probably how prenuptials came about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where the man had all this money and the woman came in with the toothbrush, as the sheriff said
and
earlier.
And she had to sign a prenuptial.
Had a prenuptial. But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they're not prenuptials and people that are not married that are living together.
Well, they have cohabitation agreement.
Yeah.
They have cohabitation agreement.
I'll do this or I'll do that because finances for a man, it makes him feel less than a man when he can't do what he wants to do for his woman.
Right.
Not knowing that as a woman, it's like, okay, I know there's going to be down times, good times. I'm with you through thick and thin. I'm not just with you because you up here with the money. Things happen.
And
look
times
at the economy
have changed
today.
Also. So, you know, it's not the way it used to be where the man is making all the money and the woman stays at home and take care of the kids. And it's not
that's
like
right.
that anymore.
I got benefits now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, before, I mean, it was like that. But now you can't do society, in my opinion, has made it impossible for us to live like that anymore. We have to work together, live together, make the bed together, sweep the floor together, wash the dishes together, because some of us is going to have to work nights and the rest of us is going to have to work days. So you got to make that balance.
Everybody's got
to
put in their part.
So everybody's got to put in their part.
Mm-hmm. And I think that men really should understand that when we are asking about the credit and the finance,
mm-hmm.
it's not because we're trying to dig in your pockets
or
be a gold digger.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
We really need to know because
mm-hmm.
if we're going to take this to the next level, I need to know how much I'm going to be in debt as well.
Right.
Exactly.
Because it's going to affect you too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't trying to get no surprise call from the collector.
Okay, excuse me. Excuse me. We're gonna have to come in and repossess this because this hasn't been paid.
And
you know,
for you fools out there on them payday loans, stop it. Stop
exactly.
it right now.
Yes.
It's nothing but a vicious cycle. I'm
it
saying
is.
This for the women and the men.
A loan sharking cycle.
Take money
yes.
out your check every payday and put it in a savings account that you don't touch. Or it's like it's emergency if you need to get your car fixed
mm-hmm.
or you got to pick up a prescription, whatever that be.
Mm-hmm.
Put you some money to the side
mm-hmm.
and stop with that payday loan because it's a vicious cycle and you'll never get out of it.
That's right. That's right.
That is very, very true. Very
mm-hmm.
true. Okay.
Ooh, I feel like I'm a chat. We have a church up in here.
We're going to skip one of those. We'll come back to that one later because that one's going to be real heated.
Okay.
All right, so let's go on to differences in priorities.
Oh,
as
okay.
in, like for me, you guys know me, I'm, you know, pursuing school. That's
mm-hmm.
my thing right now,
mm-hmm.
working with the state, trying to get my law degree. So that's where I'm at. I need somebody on my train to support me to get there.
Yeah.
It's like you say, Mom, I don't need a joy sucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm not able
mm-hmm.
to see you all the time because I got homework I got to do or I got things to do at work, I need you to understand that instead of, well, why can't you make time for me? Well, you can make time for me if you wanted to. I could. But my priorities are to take care of my education, my career. Do it together. Yeah. Have my back when we do this. Just as well as the man is out here and he's trying to become the vice president of his job or a president. And maybe it's taking too much of, well, not too much of his time, but it's taking more of his time than being with me. I can't do nothing but understand that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and respect that because then at the end when we both have made that sacrifice, look how good we're doing.
Exactly. People don't understand what the end,
mm-hmm. the end result
is. They don't see
exactly.
the finish line. They,
mm-hmm.
when they
exactly.
focus on right now. Go ahead, baby. You go ahead and work them 60 hours. Kind of, I know by the age 45, you're going to be retired, and we're going to be traveling to the Bahamas.
Exactly.
And believe me, baby, I will have a dinner waiting for you when you get home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Exactly. But that's where our priorities got to be the same because we're about business at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got rent, you got mortgage, car notes, things in your house, you're trying to save, you're trying to do this. And if you have someone who just wants to party all the time, then our priorities are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not on the same page. Or like me right now, I'm not really ready to have kids. You know,
mm-hmm.
I want to pursue what I'm doing in my life right now. And my love life is in God's hands. When it's time, he'll bring that man and everything will flow at that point. But if I got somebody, let's have kids right now. Ooh, you know, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Ready?
No,
yeah.
You know, I'm not ready for that right now. So, having the same goals and drive and motivation and priorities, you have to be on the same level. They don't have to be the same, but at least your drive is the same. You're both trying to get to that end result.
You guys have a good example in your group, Jason and Jessica.
Exactly.
They're a good example.
They
mm-hmm.
did it their way. They were pressured when they moved in together. You guys got to get married,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's like, no, they did their thing. So when they
mm-hmm.
finally get married, once they get married, you guys need to have kids. No, again, let them do their thing, you
mm-hmm.
know. When Jazzy came, so now they got homes, they got cars, they have a beautiful daughter. They have a beautiful marriage. I mean, they've been together, what, 25, 30 years?
I feel like
that's
it.
What I like.
You know, but it's because they both, their goals may have been different, but their motivation and their drive was the same, and they did it their way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where communication comes in. You
exactly.
have to communicate with each other. What are your priorities? Where are you
Thank
going?
You.
Okay, these are my priorities. And
exactly.
then, you know, you can just meet somewhere in the middle, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to make some sacrifice. I mean,
exactly.
there's going to have to be some sacrifice on each end. But,
Thank you.
There, you know, you can always compromise.
Exactly. And that's what you have to do. And be and have some type of goals. Because I remember a gentleman I met a while ago. He's, what, 36? And so, you know, I always like to ask, where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years,
mm-hmm.
you know? He was like, well, I'm already 36. I was like,
yeah, no goals.
So?
Yeah, I was like, I know your life was over with, you know? And
he was like, I'm 36, I'm going to die.
Yeah. And so he said, you know, so I was like, well, you know, well, what else do you do? Well, I'm a part-time construction worker and I bounce. what else are you going for, bruh?
Yeah.
You know, past
yeah.
that, exactly.
Yeah.
But he was content with that. Trust me, that was the last conversation we had.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
it. We do have a caller calling in, though. So let me see who this is. Welcome, caller. Welcome, caller, to talk to me. Who is this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh,
welcome
hi.
To the show. Who's this?
Oh, this is Natasha. I was thinking for some reason that it was like a repeat show, that it wasn't live. That's what the
archive
said.
Oh, no. It's live. Unfortunately, we did relationships a couple of weeks ago, but it only did 17 minutes of the show. So we're redoing the show again, but just a little bit more different subjects and a different twist. So please join in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just listening. I didn't really know. I just seen the word relationship, and, of course, that's always intriguing. So so I thought I better listen. So
yeah, we're talking about differences in priorities right now and how they play an effect into a relationship.
Okay.
So what's your opinion on that?
Differences in priorities. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Like what's important and what's not important?
You have a goal to become the CEO of your company, you know, or a company that you're working for, and your mate may be just content with being a janitor and nothing else. So it's like, you know, where are your priorities? Like you want to get a house, your mate may be content with just renting. You know, you're trying to improve your credit. They really don't care about their credit. So it's like, you know, how did the difference in priorities play an effect into a relationship?
Oh, yeah. Well, that can be, I think that can cause a problem because it almost means that you guys are not on the same path. You know, you guys
mm-hmm.
both apparently don't want the same thing. If one person
exactly.
wants this and the other person, I'm sorry, the other person doesn't, then it sounds like, I don't know, I wonder if it's even a match for you.
Well, but then, you know, sometimes you don't know that until later. You know,
right.
you go through the little romance of the first two or three dates, you know, you have that. But then if it continues on where you see it's going into the second month that maybe you're dating a little bit more frequently, then you do need to discuss that. Because now, is it becoming serious? Are you taking it to that level? Or is it just like Chris said earlier, benefits or what? You know,
right.
like you said, the communications, but priorities need to be stated. Even for, I'm going to say from 50 to 60, because that's the range that I'm in, the priorities for me is that man has himself together. He should have had a foundation, his kids should be grown, and he should be loving his grandchildren or, you know, if they don't have grandchildren, loving your kids. But he should have a foundation, and if we're dating or together, things should be taken care of. Our discussion should be more about, like, our families or, you know, you're looking forward to retirement in 10 or 15 years, you know, something like that. So the priorities. Now, also, you know, like I said, God takes care of old folks, babies, and fools. You got some fools that are between 50 and 60 years old that are just like the sheriff just said, they're content to live in an apartment. And
right.
not do no more, or drink their troubles away, so to speak. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe it's a good thing to early on to state what it is you're looking to achieve and what it is
mm-hmm.
you guys
exactly.
are looking for out of that relationship with each other, you know?
Yeah, well, this
That's
is true. That's why I said if it moves to the next level, then, yeah, you should talk. But if you're just dating as friends, then it's not that important to bring that issue
right.
up. Because you're not
exactly.
looking for a future with this person. You're just somebody that you enjoy going to dinner or the show or something, you know.
Right.
But once it goes, yeah, I think it's very, very important to have your priorities. Because, you know, even in today's world now, there's people our age that are raising their kids, raising their grandkids, I mean. You know, do you want to deal with that? I mean, that's going to come up later. But, you know, that's a priority. It's like, well, hey, my grandbaby comes first before I can deal with you. Do you want to deal with that? Well, maybe you don't want to be with somebody that's raising their grandkids right now. You know, you're looking for a one-on-one, not one and three and four.
Yeah, you might want to go traveling, and the grandkids don't slow you down.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
See? And you don't want to disrespect them because for whatever reason in that person's life that they've been put in that position to raise their grandchildren, God bless you, but that's not my thing.
Right.
You know, I mean, I won't, if a man has kids at home, I don't even date. Date them if you got kids at home. Sorry. I'm at the age of kids should have been gone.
Okay, I'm going to interject real quick. If people want to call in, please feel free to call in at area code 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914. Now, I'm not trying to cut the last subject off, but we're going to go to the next one, which is emotional and sexual incompatibility.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got the old, we got the older old school up in here. They might have to school us.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
On this subject.
Yeah, because I'm on the young end.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. Before we go any further, what's your name?
My name is Natasha.
Well, hi, Natasha. Welcome to the show. Yeah, okay.
And how old are you, Natasha?
I'm 38.
Okay. Well, me and Christina, we'll be 34 this year, so you understand
you guys
where
are
we come from.
Yeah, you right in there with them. Natasha, right in there with you.
Well, I feel like I'm 18. How about that?
Okay, there you go. So, you know, emotional and sexual incompatibility. It's a good discussion. It's a good subject because I think emotionally you do need to be compatible. You know, like me, I'm real cutthroat. Y'all know me. I am. I just barely have enough tolerance to talk to anybody or deal with anybody's BS. But I do try to watch that because on the same turn, when it's put back in my face the same way I've delivered it, I get pissed off, you know, and I get mad. So I really do try to watch myself in that and try to consider the other person's feelings and emotions.
First of all, if y'all can see Sabine's face right now, she don't mean it. go ahead, Kara.
I really do. Where I mean, an example, ran into someone last night, and they kept trying to have a particular discussion with me, and I kept trying to tell this individual it wasn't the time or the place, but they pushed the button. So I put it exactly how I felt, and it was cutthroat. And this individual cried. It didn't bother me. Not in a rude way or hardcore, you know, I don't care. But it just didn't fade me. You know, this is how I feel. This is where I'm coming from. You wanted me to be honest? That's what time it is. You know, and another person took it the wrong – well, I shouldn't say took it the wrong way, but it really hurt this person what I said. That's what I meant. But right there, emotionally, we're not compatible at this time.
Yeah.
You know, but you have to end the day, you got to respect my honesty.
Yep, there
but
you
at
go.
At the same time, they have to respect your. At the same time, they have to respect your feelings as far as you were not ready to discuss that, and they didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the disrespect came in right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in my opinion, he asked for that, but he did not realize what he was asking for until he got it. Well, that's what they say. You
yeah.
gotta be careful what
yeah.
you ask for.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Because you may not want to hear what the truth is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You gotta be careful.
Some people, you know, I mean, I'm a woman, and a lot of people think women we're over emotional, we're so sensitive, this and that, and sometimes we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I also have a. as your daughter-in-law likes to say,
well,
I have a man's mentality.
Oh.
I'm actually a man with breasts. That's what she likes to call me. And she might be right. In all honesty, the way I deal with a lot of people, but I do try to work on that because I've had people put it back in my face the way I've given it to them, and it's hurt my feelings. Where it's like, wow, really? You know, and they're like, well, that's
so
that
it kind of makes you think. Say
that
again.
Go ahead, Natasha.
No, I was going to say I come off with that same persona. People always tell me that, you know, you really a man in a woman's body the way you come at people. And I'm like,
you know,
I've had people come at me
like
you're
a wolf
Natasha.
In sheep's clothing. I'm like. How can you say I'm a wolf in sheep's clothing? You asked me, and I just told you. And I just did it in a polite way. What you want me to do is tell you, get the fuck out of my face.
Right.
You know?
I'm sorry, FCC.
Okay, then.
You know, I think we on the internet. I think we all like.
Watch your mouth.
You might get a fine on that one. Sorry.
Bleep. FCC.
Sorry about that, people. Sorry about that.
But, I mean, you know, you just like you said, you know, if they force you to put it out there, then their feelings are going to get hurt. I understand that.
What it is, and I mean, I've dealt with one gentleman where it was hard for me to figure out if he was the woman and I was the man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just was extra sensitive about certain things. But, and I tried to consider that. I really did. But it was just like you wanted me to call you all the time. You wanted me to chase you. And it was just like, are you serious? But maybe emotionally that's what he needed, you know, from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really didn't take the time to consider that because that's not part of my character. I don't chase a man down. You know, it should be equal. We should be desiring each other. So it was very frustrating for me that it was so sensitive and needy. And I just
I
what do you think about that, Natasha?
Natasha?
Huh?
I said I had a gentleman the same exact way. I think he
was too
emotional.
I've never dealt with
that
before, so
I was like too sensitive. I was like, okay, this is just a little too much for me. It was really hard for me to deal with. It was like always wanting me to call them and chase them down, and I'm like, I don't know what type of women you're used to, but it's just not in my character. I can't even make myself do it.
I feel you, Natasha.
No matter
what
how
I'm getting,
I can't do it.
Yeah, what I'm getting from that conversation of what he was trying to do is, oh, this is the first thing I ask him when I hear a conversation like that. I said, oh, are you trying to reverse roles? That's the first thing I ask him. I said, wait a minute. I said, you want to be the woman and I'm to be the man? So that tells me something. What does that tell? That tells me you're jealous of a woman.
You
That's
know
what that,
that
tells me.
Exactly
that
what
tells
how
me.
I felt.
It
really?
Tells me that you are jealous of a woman,
yes.
And you want that woman to chase you like that man had chased you. And so he wants to put her through all the changes
mm-hmm.
that in the past the females has put him through the changes.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't want to tell you what they are because he wants to give it to you just, you know, right and left hook each time. This is what I'm getting out of a conversation out of that. And at first I said, no, I'm not even going to go there with you. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I just right there and turn around and drink my drink. You know, that's the way I see it.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the whole emotional compatibility thing is if you are run into a guy that's like that, then you already know you're not emotionally compatible with him.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
then
Absolutely.
You need to move on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what he's saying
to me. Now, sexually.
Ooh, my favorite subject. All right. Now we get to the meat. We get to the meat.
I'm telling you, incompatibility. I'm not going to make a comment. I'm in the same room with my mama.
Okay. What are you talking about? I'm a virgin. I've never had sex.
I'm a
Christian. About?
I can't get all carried away like that.
It is Sunday. It is Sunday.
Thank you, Jesus.
But, yeah, that this is subject, I mean, really, you, in that aspect, you, I'm very open with a man when it comes to my sexuality. You know, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. This is what I'm game for. This is what I'm not game for. But at the same time, I want to hear a man's desires as well, because every man is different and every woman is different.
Mm-hmm.
So be honest with me and tell me what you like,
Talk
what
about
you
it.
Don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Don't
Instead
be
you
shy.
To pick it
okay.
Out
exactly.
Head.
Or ooh, she's too much. Or this and that. No, not at all. Let's have an open dialogue.
Exactly.
So then, when that moment does come, we're
exactly.
you know we're matching instead
and,
of
and don't be upset. If you do something and he don't like it. Like,
Thank
I remember
you.
This one guy. I'm all into the teasing. You know, I like to lick, you know, lick my lips. He was like, why are you licking your lips? I mean, our sister was a little embarrassed. I got to be honest. But you know what? Okay. At least he let me know.
Exactly.
So I kept my tongue in my mouth. Okay. Okay.
You should have told him you wanted some ice cream.
Well, yeah. No,
but,
it's the same thing where, you know, one guy, I was just like, well, you know, I... Yeah, oh God, I'm so uncomfortable with my mother right here.
Okay,
so,
I'm like,
you
are you
know,
sure you want to talk about this?
You know, I like my little ties or handcuffs, and he was just like, oh, okay, you know, I'm game for it. Well, you know, I strapped him down. He's like, you little aggressive, you know. And I was just, and I didn't really pay attention. I was shut up, you know, and take it, you know. And that was my attitude. Well, let's just say we really did match up afterwards because he had bruises on his wrist, and he was just like, you were very violent and aggressive towards me.
That was just not his fault.
Oh, bad.
Okay, yeah, that just wasn't his thing.
But that was my mode at that point. Sorry, Mom. I didn't mean to make you choke. But that was my moment right then and there, you know. But apparently we weren't compatible at that time because I never heard from him again. So I kind of took a hint, you know. So, again, that's the
communication. Yep,
you know,
exactly.
Talking
you gotta
to each
talk
other.
About it.
You
and
do.
When people say it's not the size, don't matter, they lying.
That
is not the
Don't
truth.
Don't come here with no tickle because you'll get your feelings hurt.
Like I said, Mm-mm. You see your shoes by the door, follow them. That's all I got to keep it real.
Size
follow
does
them.
Matter. I don't care what nobody says.
Thank you. And the motion in the ocean, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I've been with Bless and I've been with And it still matters. You know, gentlemen, be intimate. Don't just get down. You know, let's have the conversation. Let's have the music going and the candles going and maybe
like
a bubble
romance.
Bath.
A little
or,
bit of romance.
Yeah, wine and, you know, conversate a little bit. And then, you know, build up to that point.
And
don't just
don't have to go out
restaurant to do all that. Folks,
exactly.
Know,
you ain't got to make it
know,
rain,
exactly.
But make it sensual.
Mm-hmm.
You know the difference between intimacy and sexuality.
And I like
there's
a man that's creative with
exactly.
that, with the whole romance
I
and all that.
I want to thank you.
Yes,
exactly.
You are so true.
Yeah. Don't come in my house and just take your clothes off.
Yeah.
You know?
But, and I get tired of
yes.
me being the one always being creative and
initiative.
Doing all this. Yeah.
You have the
thank
issue because instead of the man. Oh,
come
yeah.
on, brothers.
I dated a guy, and like you were saying earlier, I asked him one time, I said, you know, before we got intimate, I said, well, what do you like?
Oh, okay.
What do you desire? That man sat up in my bed and he said, do you know? Now, he's 52 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no woman has ever asked him that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yep.
52
that's
years
crazy.
Old. Like, who you been screwing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've been married, you got kids, grandkids,
right
and all that.
There's no communication.
Yeah, there's no communication.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to ask you because I want you to make me happy like you ladies have said, and I want to make you happy.
Yeah.
But then it's also the point, too, when they get too familiar and come in and just and get in the bed like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not your whore.
Oh,
okay?
No.
I'm not your whore. You're a little bit too familiar now.
And even that, before they even come over, they ask you on the telephone what you're wearing.
I'm wearing sweats. That's what I'm wearing. Are you turned on, baby? I'll just say, wait, hold on. Let me interject real quick, everybody. If you want to call in, please feel free to call in at 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914. Now, what about you, Natasha? We haven't heard from you.
Oh, I know. I was just listening. No, I think that it's and then I'm going to have to probably put myself on mute because I'm about to take off with my son, but I'm going to listen to you guys.
Oh, okay.
I was just about to leave. For me, it's very important for me when I'm, you know, with a gentleman like that. I like to talk about everything beforehand, what just like you guys were saying, what I do and what I don't do. What they do
yeah.
and what they, you know, what everybody desires are and get that out. Because if not, you might have an uncomfortable moment or awkward. I don't like no awkward moments when
thank
I'm in that sense with
exactly.
a man. I don't want it to be awkward, you know, like, well, what are you mm-hmm. doing? Well, I'm not going to do that or anything like that, you know.
Thank you.
Well,
exactly.
what's going to happen? Because that's not going to go down, you know, or anything
yep.
like that. So, yeah. So, yeah, just
but
communication again, talking about it before it actually
mm-hmm.
happens, you know.
And, you know, another thing, Natasha, that man
mm-hmm.
needs to be just as clean as that woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Clean
oh, yeah.
It.
I mean, take
yeah,
your shower. Okay, don't
ain't
come
nothing.
In with all that cologne on.
Okay.
That ain't going to get it.
Ain't nothing
take
wrong
you
with
a
no
shower
shade
and
shade.
Clean them nasty fingernails. Get your manicure or pedicure because I don't want
mm-hmm.
stuff crawling up on me.
Clip them
you
hairs.
Know.
Ain't nothing wrong
clip them
with
hairs,
them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay, well, we're going to move on to the hot topic because we got about 12 minutes left. Infidelity and cheating. All of it.
Mm.
So, why?
I feel like I got rid of all my knives up the kitchen.
Child, and me, my gun.
Okay.
You got rid of your knife, got rid of my gun. Cause,
yes, there are so many factors behind
well, honey,
why
I kept
cheat.
My machete. I don't care what needs. Because if I have to, it's on, okay?
Well, it is. I mean, there's many factors why people step out, why people
yep.
cheat. There's. I don't think there's a justification. I don't know. There is no justification.
There is no justification.
Mm-hmm.
I went through that, you know,
mm-hmm.
In past. And a lot of times when they cheat, the first thing they do is they accuse you of cheating. You know you haven't done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And see, and that can grow very, very violent. And in my relationship, you know, it just kept escalating and escalating and escalating. And I just got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's either going to be me and you, and I bet you it ain't going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
I just told them straight up.
Well, because, you know, cheating not only can be emotional, of course, physical, but, you know, people out here, you're just getting down, you're bringing stuff home to your family,
mm-hmm.
or you're messing with psychotic men or psychotic women
you
who are calling people. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Coming to the house. I mean, nobody looks at the
attraction.
Exactly. They don't look at it's not just the physical aspect. There's
mm-hmm.
so many consequences that
yeah.
come with it, and it has such a domino effect.
Yes, it does.
You know,
on
so it's
so many levels.
Yeah.
I mean, my understanding is if it's getting to a point if you feel like you need to step out the marriage, something's lacking. Or relationship. Relationship, engagement, marriage, whatever.
Yes.
Something's lacking from that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't you talking about it
mm-hmm.
and trying to fix it?
All back to communication.
And yeah, and if
that's
you can't
it.
Fix it, then step
mm-hmm.
out.
Step out.
You know,
yeah.
step out and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But don't sit here and cheat on me
yeah.
and then think you won't come back home and we all right. I believe everybody's entitled to mistakes. Please believe that.
Yeah.
You're entitled to a mistake and things can be worked out. But 4, 5, 6, 7
when
times.
When they make a career of it,
yeah,
it's time to go.
But we
got to
remember, too, that if it's 4, 5, 6 times and that spouse is basically letting that person
and that's
do
true.
That.
As
you
well,
know what
you're
I mean?
Allowing
like,
it to happen.
Exactly.
You're right. You are very right on that aspect, too. And that's what I understand where some people do allow. Well, you know, I don't want to leave because of finances. Or, you know, he's just screwing her, but he's paying the house here and taking
yeah.
care of the girls. And,
yeah.
you know, I mean, the kids, excuse me. You know, or women. Women
yeah.
step out as well,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, they do.
And it's
but,
more,
you know, when a woman steps out 9 times out of 10, she's not satisfied sexually.
Or emotionally,
about,
too.
Oh, and emotionally. Mm-hmm. Emotionally and sexually, because this is not going to be about the finances, it's not about the children. But emotionally, she's not getting, there's a void there.
Mm-hmm.
And sexually, because now, with the communication and the void, she may not even feel like having sex with you no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's dead and it's gone.
And he has to make her feel beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does.
He has to make her feel beautiful.
And if he's not, that's that void that's missing.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually when a man, if he loves that woman, he's going to make her feel beautiful
yeah.
at home, out in public, driving mm-hmm. down the street, walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that will automatically turn her on. I don't care what none of y'all
yeah.
say, it will turn her on.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But it's the same for men. I'll give you an
yes,
example.
Yes, it's the same
this
for
guy
men.
That
exactly.
I was dating, I didn't know. We
uh-huh.
had, you know,
uh-huh.
had a woman. And
uh-huh.
I mean, we had him ran. Make sure he was clean.
Uh-huh.
And still, what came to my mind what I would always hear him say when he came to my house. I always feel like a man when I'm at your house.
Uh-huh.
I always am myself
mm-hmm.
when I'm at your house.
Statements like that
well,
to let you know.
Well, reason being,
yep.
the house was in her name. The cars was in her name. She controlled everything at that house.
Mm-hmm.
So now I don't know if she always threw that in his face and
right.
made him feel less of a man or
right.
just because he knew the surroundings. She was top dog and he wasn't.
And I've
that
had
that
friends that
him.
Would say that to their husbands, too. Well, I've got this and I bought that and you haven't bought
and
nothing. And that's not good.
No, because you don't throw stuff up in people's
no,
face like that.
No, you don't
like
tear
that.
A person
because
down
because you
like
don't
that.
Know what that man is struggling with inside
exactly.
that he wants to do for
mm-hmm.
you and do better.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to say another thing to bring up. Some men have mother issues.
Yes.
Okay. And mother issues can cause them to create havoc
yes.
with their relationship,
right.
whether they're married or single or dating,
mm-hmm.
because they haven't resolved whatever mm-hmm. their mama did.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a big thing with men today, with so many single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't know how these young men are being raised right
no.
now.
No.
Some I'm sure, are being raised properly and how they're supposed to be. But there's a lot of them out there throwing drugs, pimping, you know, just running through women,
mm-hmm.
having 5 and 6 kids
right.
all over the place.
Right.
That's
something
not a good thing.
Yeah,
there's somewhere you disrespect a woman, and I feel like when you disrespect me, you disrespect your mama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give a shit about your mama because
yeah.
you sure aren't showing me the affection, because if you love your mama, you would love me.
Mm-hmm. Use the FCC again for the word.
If you love yourself, if you love yourself, you will love her too.
Exactly.
Hello. Because if he does not love him, and it goes for a woman too.
Yep.
If they don't love each other, there's no way they can love anybody else, because you got to first love yourself
mm-hmm.
before you can pass it on to somebody
else. And it's
else.
Also, and I agree with you on the raise of raising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you're in a
I
household and you see your father or your mother is continually stepping out,
mm-hmm.
it's almost incentive in you.
Right.
I had a friend have recently got married.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
uh-huh.
I don't even think a month had passed. He was trying to, you know, hey, Sean, we need a kid,
mm-hmm.
this and that. And I'm
right.
like, dude, you just got married. I get
exactly.
you. My dad taught me, you know, the
yep.
ways of doing this and doing that.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-boyfriend was the same way. His mom and dad, they both stepped out.
Mm-hmm.
And since he was a little kid, he was raised like that. So to him, it was normal.
It's
exactly.
normal. That's the way
he
they
didn't
see
it.
It's normal.
With it
yeah.
Because, hey, my parents did it.
Yeah.
They still together. So, you
exactly.
know. Exactly. You know, it's normal.
See, and that's why when you have kids and in the house married or raising them single, I advise anybody, and I did my own, I follow my own advice. I don't have men coming in over my kids. I don't have a trail of men coming in over my kids, because if I did, I said it would mess them up, because they would think it's normal. And when they get married, they would run around and do the same thing.
Exactly.
That's exactly the way I am with my children. They never see any man that I deal with. Unless
there you
it's
go,
a
Natasha.
Very serious
exactly.
relationship, they never encounter my children. I feel like that is my haven for my children, so I don't bring men around them, period.
They
don't have to worry about saying, oh, I seen my mom with this many men, or they can absolutely never say that. And I have teenage boys, so that's important for me that
yes,
I don't have
very
them
so.
Seeing that, you know. They're 18 and 17, and I have 18-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 8-year-old. And I've never been like that, never.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's good that you show your children that, because that's what, it all starts from home, you know. And, I mean, of course, after a while, you have your own morals and principles as you get older, you know. But if this is what has been shown to you and taught to you, that infidelity, cheating, however you want to title it, is a norm, then that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Now, if it hasn't been taught to you and you just took it upon yourself that, yeah, you know, okay, I'm taking care of home,
then
but I'm going
to
still
do
me.
They
exactly.
Chose
you
do
chose
that.
To do that.
Yeah, but the other way, that wasn't a choice. That was just the way they lived.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just look at it again. What seems to start from the beginning is communication. Whatever is lacking at home that's causing you to step out, communicate about it, work on it, and if you can't resolve it, then you both need to walk away.
Right.
Especially if you have kids affected into this, because they will see it, they will feel it.
And it'll be
a repetitive cycle.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah. What's the next thing?
Okay, and we can just title up real quick. We can either talk about physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, or interracial relationships.
Oh, let's
talk
about interracial relationships.
Okay. Well, say that there.
I'm
say
a UGN
there.
Woman. UN.
Is it
UN.
Black History Month? Oh,
man. Yeah, I'm a UN.
I'm in wrong mother.
I'm a UN, honey.
Well, I would say, I can be honest, back in the day, I really had an issue with interracial dating, living here in Washington State, because it just seemed like the brothers would spit on the sisters and, you know, get with the white girls.
Yeah.
Say the white girls did everything, you
know,
from. And then it was like, okay, well, the sisters would do the same thing, too. But if you have to meet us halfway, you know, you was just lazy and you wanted somebody weak. But as time went on and I myself expanded, seeing different men outside the African-American race, I now understand. So I don't hate on you brothers anymore. I thank you for showing me the light that
I'm
can go out
angry.
Here. That I can go out here and date different people. But I do have friends who are in interracial relationships, and I support them 100% because they're making it work. But another thing I have a problem with, if you date outside your race, please don't become that race. You do not have to become that race.
Yes.
If you're dating someone who's African-American, that does not mean you're African-American.
Right.
Or if you're dating someone who's Caucasian or Asian, please don't adapt to that culture and feel you have to become that culture.
Yeah,
that's the problem I have with it.
Don't change your name from Leroy to Buddha.
That's all I'm saying, you know. Or you're from Lisa, and now I'm Shanae, you know.
Yeah,
no.
Thank you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. So we got 2 minutes. Everybody go ahead and chime in and give your opinion about interracial relationships.
Well, as I stated earlier, I'm a UN person. I date all colors, all races, all cultures, because I don't pigeonhole myself into one. Above all, number one, we're all human beings. And we were born male and female. Color came later.
Yeah.
So I look at you as a human being. So from that issue, then I want to understand your culture or what you're about, and I want you to understand me. So I don't knock interracial, but like Shab, I'm not going to become East Indian because I'm dating you. Okay, I ain't going to become Muhammad Mumu Mimi because you're Muslim.
Well, at the same time, we don't want to become... become East Indian and you're white or black or whatever, because that is not your culture, because that is not what attracted you to me in the first place.
Thank
that's
you.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So that's my opinion on it.
I, you know, being raised in Washington, I think that we've learned to really embrace interracial dating because this state is very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all you see is interracial dating up here. And I think if you love the person and that's your boo and you're in love, then go for it.
Yeah, that's
the
same way it is in California.
Very,
a lot of interracial dating. And I'm cool with it, you know,
because
I'm okay with myself. So that's
exactly.
fine, you know.
There you go. Exactly. Well, we would like to thank Natasha for calling
thanks,
in.
Tasha.
Thanks,
hey,
Tasha.
Thanks, Tasha.
Go back next week, girl.
That was fun.
It was nice chatting with y'all.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, and for Mama Rollins for coming in and joining in. Our host, Miss Lennis, and y'all know me, the sheriff. I'm here to clean up, and that's what
Chris.
I do.
And Chris.
And Chris. I thank Chris.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, I'd like to tell everybody, too, now, next Sunday, I'm taking the 4th of July. I'll be out of town, so there won't be a show next Sunday. I'll be off the air, but the following Sunday I will be back on the air, and at that time I'll let you know what the discussion is going to be. You can go into blogtalkradio.com/Linus, and you can see what the subject matter will be. So that'll be the second Sunday in July, as always, from 6 to 7 p.m. It's been a blast, and we had a good show today, and I know y'all going to be talking about it. So thank you all for listening, and be sure and be with us the second Sunday in July from 6 to 7. Talk to me.